Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. I just click one button and I am on different platforms getting more followers and more sponsors. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it. Go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Welcome home.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Daily Dose. My name is Stella Damasus and I am your host. Happy New Year! Yes, it's the 2nd of January and I'm hoping that you guys are doing great. I intentionally didn't want to do an episode yesterday because I know a lot of you will be busy celebrating, spending time with family. And so I thought to come on the 2nd and say hello and how have you been and welcome to 2019. If you are listening to this, you have been chosen as one of those to proceed this year. So those people who've been thinking that they're not worthy, they're not valuable, they don't have anything to do, they're broke, they don't have work, trust and believe that the reason you're still alive to see 2019 is because you still have work to do on earth. You still have a purpose in life, you still have things to achieve. That's why you're here. Those that left with 2018, we're not better than them, but there's a reason we're still here, so let's keep pushing, okay? Just to start off your year, I just wanted to drop this to anyone who really listen and want to share it with people. And that's one thing that I learned. I wouldn't say I learned the hard way because it's happened over and over again, but I would say I keep learning, and this year is one of the things that I said to myself that I was going to remember. And please don't get me wrong, I don't do resolutions, no. I just put my to-do list and the things that I want to remember, my own advice. I take my own advice and remind myself. So here's one thing that I want us all to remember this year moving into 2019 before we even start anything major. And that is, do not expect anything from anyone. And that's the truth. If you want to keep friends, keep family, keep loved ones, and just live in peace and happiness with people and not have ill feelings or resentment or hatred or envy or whatever, don't expect anything from anyone. Just believe that you are in this world to do your thing. Do what you have to do. Do what your talent allows you to do. In the world of today, there's technology everywhere. There are things around you that can help you achieve things without depending on anyone. So don't depend on people to do what you have to do. No matter how small it is, just do it. Okay? Don't depend on anyone. Don't expect anything. Don't expect, this friend of mine, if I ask her for something, she should give it to me. If I ask for space in her basement, she should give it to me. If I ask her to write something for me for free, she should do it for me. If I ask a male friend of mine to do graphic design for what I'm doing, he should do it for me without complaining or expecting money in return or something, you know. If I ask my brother or my sister to help me talk to someone about something I want to do, they should do it for me. But most of the time, people don't do what you expect them to do, not because they don't want to, but sometimes they can't, and that's the truth. But we have to understand that we shouldn't expect things from people, so that when they do things for us, it's a bonus, it's a plus. It makes us smile, it makes us say thank you genuinely, not you expecting it from them, and when it comes, is your thank you is because, oh, I knew you were going to do it, but thank you anyway, as courtesy. No, but genuinely showing gratitude because you didn't expect it, but they did it. So I'm not saying don't ask people for stuff, but I'm saying ask, but carry, just have it in mind that they're not obligated to do it. They're not obligated to have you as priority in their life because their lives are their own priority, not yours. Okay, so they might not do things that, you know, you want them to do at that time because they have things that they want to do. So trust and believe that when you ask people for something, if they can do it and they want to do it, they will. But when you ask, just remember, they don't have to. They're not obliged to. But if it comes in their hearts to do it, then when they do it, your gratitude will be genuine because they didn't have to do it anyway. So it might sound complicated, but it's really not. It's a very simple thing that people can, you know, do. It's a very simple thing that you can remember going into 2019, and it will help you, trust me. So if you think it will help you, don't forget to subscribe, comment, and share. Thank you guys for listening. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.